Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started.
This is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. And it is the week end of, let's say, July 25th. And that means a week to go and a $50 gift certificate giveaway at goneforarun.com. You can check out ashlyndave.podbean.com for all the details. And I'll talk more about that at the end of the show. Today I'm going to try to run 5. A little hard because it's 101 degrees outside. I just heard the temperature right before I came out on the radio, and I'm just over a mile into my run, and I intentionally decided to run in the heat because I think I'm tough enough. I don't know if I can do all 5, but I know I'll do at least 4. But I use a couple different techniques to try to trick myself that it's not that hot. And what I do is I carry an Ultimate Direction water bottle that's insulated. You can hear the ice in it. A packet full of ice. And then in order to try to avoid the ice melting before I leave the house, I put in really cold water, refrigerated water, on top of the ice so it doesn't melt it down real quick. And then for any collapsing that the ice does, I try to cram in some more and then just squeeze it in. And the reason I do that is not to drink it that cold, but to pour it on my head when I run. You know, little squirts here and there. And what I do is I wear a sun visor instead of a hat. And it creates a little bit of a pool, if you will, and on top of my head to kind of cool it off a little bit. It helps for just, you know, a little bit of relief. What I also do is I get a bandana and I soak it in cold water and tie it around my neck before I leave the house. And not only does it give me something to kind of wipe my brow on, but it's cool for a little while. I think anytime you have something kind of wet around your neck, it hurts, it helps a little bit. And then, of course, shorts and a t-shirt. But it is so hot out here today. It's in the afternoon, and I'm running a little bit of an out and back because I just didn't want to run around too many cars. I didn't really see anybody I knew. I just wanted to run past a few cars, not many. And another thing that I try to do is run in the shade. Both sides of the street that have shade on it, you can run either side. But in the afternoon, sometimes just one side of the street has shade. And I'll run down that, even if I'm going on the wrong side of traffic, just to stay out of the direct sun a little bit. And of course, I've got sunglasses on, which helps a little bit with perspiration not draining right into my eyes. I think I'm gonna turn around here, stay in the shade. I was talking about the sunglasses. I was very lucky. I found a real cheap pair at the drugstore, believe it or not. And they've been working really good. I don't need anything real expensive. All you do is sweat all over them. And if you lose them, you don't want to feel bad for losing an $80 pair of sunglasses. Well, I skipped ahead a little bit here. I'm 2.25 miles into my run. And this is really, really hot. I'm already feeling really sluggish. I ran the first mile under 10 minutes. Second one a little over that. And I slowed down considerably. I think I'll be lucky to make 4 in this weather. but I'm determined. And what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to take a route that takes me away from my house. So when I do decide to turn around, it'll put me at 5. I think I can gut it out. It's just going to be a combination of walking. It's just so hard to run in the heat. But I'm determined today to get some miles. Get some miles in. I'm planning on running cul-de-sac 5K on Monday night, which I guess is the 26th. And we're running with a buddy from work named Chris. I gotta take a walk break. I don't know if I can make this. Alright, this run has turned into a major disaster. A big mistake coming out here. I got too many cars on the road where I'm running. Ran out of water. I'm walking. That was a Shelby GT. It's just a disaster, total disaster. And I've been thinking that I think I'm kind of glad I'm not in fall marathon training, because I would have all kinds of anxiety about getting in my maintenance runs during the week. We've had a whole week of upper 90s, and tomorrow I think they're calling for 107 on the heat index. And I've got to do some yard work tomorrow that I've been putting off for the last couple weeks. Had virtually no rain. And anyway, it's just been really hot in Central Virginia. And I don't know how these people are getting in their double-digit runs on the weekends if they got a fall marathon. I'm kind of glad I'm not doing that, because I'd be killing myself. Well, I'm going to make the 5 miles, but I'm going to be walking the last mile. I'm at 4.2. Kind of fast-forwarded here a little bit. And oh, it's just brutal, 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 brutal. It's the humidity. I really thought I could make it and just tough it out. I guess maybe that's why I'm gonna actually cover the distance. It's just not gonna be totally running. I don't know, I just got pissed off with all these cars that, I know people are coming home from work, but I picked the wrong route, and that kind of pissed me off. As you can hear, there's cars all around me. And I kind of just want to go home and sit under the ceiling fan, which is what I think I'm going to do. So, Ashland Dave plus 102 degrees does not mix. However, I will say that it felt great every time I poured little swigs of ice water on my head in my little visor pool. Man, that did feel good. I think I could probably stay out here for a couple hours walking if I was able to have an unlimited supply of ice water just to pour on top of my head, because it just kind of hangs in that little pool area and just drains down real easily. And it actually soothes me for probably 2 to 3 minutes. But now I'm out of water, so I had to start drinking some. All right, well, obviously I had a very difficult time out in the heat. I did get the 5 miles in. I kind of shuffled along during that last mile. It was like running with a hairdryer blowing right in my face. It was just too hot. I shouldn't have gone out there. But the problem is that I need to get out again this weekend, and it's supposed to be over 100 degrees again Sunday morning when I want to get out there and do some running. So I don't know what these people are doing that are training for the marathon. I'll have to look at my group's message board and see what people are saying. So I guess at this point I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to be able to get up to 10 miles where I can then do the half marathon on August 28th, which is the Patrick Henry half marathon. That was my goal, was to just get up to the 10 mile mark where then on race day I could get to 13.1. And an honest assessment of my endurance right now is that I think I've lost a lot of it. I did not think I would lose so much. And, of course, I know the heat has a factor, but I'm getting a little frustrated. And, of course, I'm going to be doing the cul-de-sac race on Monday, which is just 3.1, and I'm going to be running with a friend, so we're not going to be running but so fast. So maybe I'll just get real good at running 3 to 4, and then I can bring the mileage up some in the next couple weeks. I'm not too worried about increasing more than 10% because –
I think my body's as about as strong as it's ever going to be. I'm not starting from scratch, but it does kind of feel like I'm starting over. An honest assessment of my endurance at this point is not very good. So I definitely need to get it up there. I want to talk about an event that's going to be taking place here in Hanover or Mechanicsville, which is in Hanover County. It's the Hometown Water Boy and Water Kid. And what it is, it's considered an aquathon event, and it's a run, swim, run. And a guy named David Hart has been putting this on for several years, he and his wife Ashley. And it's not too far from here. I'm not that day, I think I'm doing something else. But the big draw on this event is going to be Scott Rigsby is going to be there. And if you've never heard of Scott Rigsby, you're definitely going to want to go and go to this guy's website. You might have heard about him before. He's a world record holder, marathon and Ironman triathlon holder. And the interesting thing about him is that he's a double amputee. And I kind of happened upon him one time I was watching the Ironman on TV, and I saw him come out of the water with no legs. He just has stumps. And, of course, the show was kind of chronicling him a little bit. And I really was – it was very inspirational. Anyway, the Hometown Water Boy, it's a two-mile run and then a 375-yard swim followed by a two-mile run. And then the Hometown Water Kid is a third of a mile run, 50-yard swim, and then a third mile run. And then they also have a Land Lovers two-miler and then a kid's scramble, which is a third of a mile. But Scott is going to be a speaker there, and you have to go to the website, which I'll have a link at ashlanddave.podbean.com. He's going to speak, and he's got a very inspirational message. I think it has some kind of religious undertone, so if you're interested in that and you live in the Hanover area, you definitely want to go see that. I think it's free. I'm not sure. A guy from work told me that he was going to be speaking, and he's wrote a book called called Unthinkable. And this is a little bit about Scott. On October 13th, 2007, after nearly 17 grueling hours, Scott Rigsby did the unthinkable. He crossed the finish line at the 140.6-mile Ironman World Championship in Hawaii. In doing so, he set a world record as the first double amputee on prosthetics to complete the Ironman World Championship in Kona, which is considered to be the most grueling triathlon on Earth. Earlier that year in March at the ING Georgia Marathon, he set his first world record as the first double amputee in the world to finish a marathon on prosthetics. But his journey begins far from the finish line, and that's what he writes about in his book called Unthinkable. He's got a pretty good website. I was checking it out. I think it's scottrigsby.com. I'll put a link to that on my site as well, ashlanddave.podbean.com. Anyway, I think it's kind of neat that he's coming here to town, and maybe I should make an effort to go over there and listen to him. I don't think he was an athlete. Oh, he had an accident, and he was in a car accident, and it ripped his legs off, and I think after that is where he got his inspiration. So anyway, it's pretty cool that he's going to be here pretty close, very close to where I live, and maybe I should make an effort to go over there. Anyway, it's at the Berkwood Swim and Racquet Club, which is in Mechanicsville at 9120 Berkwood Club Drive. That's really not too far from Interstate 95 and 295 Interchange. And it's called the Hometown Water Boy, and you can find out more about that on the Richmond Roadrunners website, which is rrrc.org. And check that out if you're local. You don't even have to participate in the event, I believe, to go over and listen to him speak. And there's going to be a lot of people over there who are going to want to listen to him speak. He runs on those, I guess they're called cheetah prosthetics. Sometimes you might see those around with people. I know Oscar Pistorius runs on those. He's the Olympian sprinter. I guess Paralympian, but he really wanted to get in the regular Olympics, and he almost qualified on prosthetics, so that was pretty interesting. All right, well, let's get to some emails, and I got a few this week, and let's get to the email section of the show. All right, heard from Slug over at thankgodicanrun.blogspot.com. Slug checked in, and if you've listened to the last couple episodes, you may remember that Slug was actually out at the Hatfield-McCoy Marathon in West Virginia and Kentucky, and I didn't meet him there, but we were both at the same race spectating, and we made that connection afterwards. I guess he's been listening to the show. Anyway, you can check out his blog. I'll put a link in the show notes at ashlanddave.podbean.com. It's thank-god-i-can-run.blogspot.com. And it just kind of chronicles his run. He's also an ultra runner, and he had asked me if I had thought of doing any of the ultras near Lynchburg, Virginia. And what he's referring to is I think what's called the Beast Series, or the David Holton. It's the Lynchburg Ultra Series, not the Beast Series. I think that's out of Charlottesville. And it's David Horton puts these races on, who's a ultra runner for many, many years back. He's also a professor at Liberty University in Lynchburg. The Lynchburg Ultra Series is, you may have heard of some of these races, Holiday Lake 50K, Promised Land 50K, Mountain Masochist Trail Run, which is a 50-miler in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and then the Hellgate 100K, which I think that's around 60-something miles. No, I have not done any of those slug, although I would like to do one of those at some point in time, and maybe I need to look at those and look at the time frames. And I will at some point. After my run the other day, I was just so disappointed that, I felt like I'm completely starting over, and it was very disheartening, so I'm a little down at the moment about the thought of running a 50K or another 50-miler. I was kind of charged up about it not too long ago, but getting out and running in that heat was just miserable, and it really, I feel like I'm set back quite a bit, and but I got it. I think it's the heat. Certainly I can go longer than that. Anyway, I'm going to start building my mileage up. And another thing that I might have to reevaluate the Patrick Henry Half Marathon goal. I don't know if I'll be able to get my mileage up quick enough to do that. Although I could probably do the run walking. I'm not sure. Anyway, Slug, thanks for the comment on the website. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Matt over at Run Digger Run podcast, and Matt was going did the Marine Corps Marathon last year, and he was going to do it again this year. However, he's got a scheduling conflict and had asked me what I thought about the Outer Banks Marathon and would I recommend it. And I highly recommend it. If you've ever thought about, if you're listening to the show, and I'd recommended that to Matt in an email, but if you've ever thought about doing the Outer Banks Marathon, or if you've ever heard about it, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, it's a very it's a well put together race. The second part of it is not the most ideal, because you know it's a barrier island, so at some point in time you're going to be running down a straight highway. However, that's just the way it is. But the first part of the race goes through a lot of the neighborhoods that I didn't even realize. All those neighborhoods were there on the Outer Banks. And then it finishes by going over the Washington Bomb Bridge that goes over to Roanoke Island, which is really cool because you run over the sound, so you're over the water, and it's really breezy and cool there. And then it finishes in the town of Manio, which is an Elizabethan town on Roanoke Island. And if you've ever heard of the Lost Colony or Virginia Dare, which I think is the first English baby that was born in the New World, as they said back then. But all those people disappeared, and the Lost Colony is a show that they put on over at Roanoke Island. Anyway, that was a colony that had been. Anyway, that's a whole different subject that the podcast is not about that. But anyway, I highly recommend the Outer Banks Marathon. I've run that once, and I've done the half marathon down there twice, which is on the same day. And I highly recommend it. So, Matt, thanks for checking in. It's good to hear from you. And also, checked in with Ryan over at goneforarun.com. He said the response to the gift certificate giveaway has been pretty good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you go to ashlanddave.podbean.com. And look in the show notes for episode number 103. And it has the step-by-step instructions, which is only, I think, 3 steps, on how to enter your name for a random drawing for a $50 gift certificate to goneforarun.com, which is a running shop that has lots of different running items, such as some novelty gifts, clothing, equipment, lots of different things. It's pretty cool. And Ryan had offered this giveaway for the listeners of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, so I took them up on it. I'm not getting any thing for it, except I got a cool coaster and a bib folio to hold race bibs. It's pretty cool. It's kind of like a real fancy two-ring binder, but it's fancy and you can customize it to put your running bibs in to save them so you can look at them or whatever. I put mine up on in my garage just so I can look at them there. However, I did put some ones that I hadn't put up yet. I put them in the bib folio, and it's pretty cool. It actually really is really neat. So go to goneforrun.com and check that out. Check out the site. If you see stuff that you like and you want to enter your name in the giveaway, all you have to do is send an email with giveaway in a subject line to podcast@goneforrun.com, and you'll automatically be entered. And Ryan's going to pick a winner on August 1st, 2010. And if you win, Ryan will contact you at the email you provide and let you know you're the winner. And he'll make arrangements for you to use your gift certificate. And he'll let me know, and I'll announce that in the next episode, episode number 105, which will be after the August 1st date. So check that out. And Ryan, many thanks for offering that. Hopefully you get some traffic over at your website. Everybody's got to start somewhere, and I know I did a couple years ago, and now I've got over 30,000 hits on the ashlanddave.podbean.com site for the podcast. So anyway, that's all the emails for this week, and I'll be back in another week or so with the next show. Hopefully by then I will have been able to get some training runs in to the point where I feel a little bit better about myself and my fitness level. After that run the other day, I really just almost had considered just giving up altogether for the summer and just starting over in the fall in a beginner marathon training program and trying to get in, you know, to run a marathon and then build my way back up to the ultra distance, which is what I want to do for next spring. And I think I could probably maybe just give up the running for the summer, do some cycling and maybe some small runs here and there, at least until the heat breaks. And then once the heat gets down in the 80s, or if the temperature does go down ever this summer, I'll get out there and go for a run. I'm just not going to go out there again in the upper 90s. It's just it left me with such an empty feeling that I don't want to repeat it, and I don't want to I just don't want to have that feeling again. It was awful, and which was indicative of the first part of this show when I was out there running, and it was a major disaster going out there. So the podcast is a little bit shorter this week because of lack of material. So hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you come back next time. I'll have the winner. I get to announce the winner for the $50 giveaway, gift certificate giveaway. And hopefully I'll have some more of an inspirational message to share to all the listeners. Anyway, this is Ashland Dave, and I'm sitting around in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.